credits appear over an aerial view of Dense Trees, a Disney original movie. A vehicle speeds down a road and tall trees flank a road. The vehicle, a hedgehog float, rolls down a road. Elsewhere, people walk along a street in a suburban neighborhood. A girl on a bike hands a woman her helmet, and a dog raises its head. The float speeds on, and a boy on a bicycle pedals quickly behind it. The float zooms past the girl as she sips from a juice pouch. A bicycle lies fastened to the back of the float with a chain as three girls ride the float. A red-haired woman sitting in a diner takes a bite of a donut. Two of the girls jump off the float as it hurtles toward a bush. The float crashes, sending a red-haired teen girl with a shaved eyebrow flying past the diner. The red-haired woman gapes.
Hey, I'm Megan Bernadette Brookman. And before you even ask, yes, you did just see three teenagers riding a giant hedgehog. So I'm sure you have a lot of questions like, hey, Megs, how'd you lose your eyebrow? Honestly, I wish I knew. So let's just start at the beginning and hopefully we'll find all the answers we're looking for.
Footage rewinds. Words appear. One day earlier, a brunette teen girl places a needle on a record.
That's Anna Maria, the birthday girl. She's my best friend and the reason I'm currently flailing midair towards a smelly dumpster.
Anna Maria hangs up a happy birthday balloon banner.
High school starts in 1 week, and there's no way I could do it without her.
Anna Maria, your dad's here to see you.
Oh, please excuse her teen angst. She's going through a lot right now.
Elsewhere, a girl looks into the tank of a pet turtle.
This is my other best friend, Paige.
See you tomorrow, Shumi.
She's fearless and loyal. In second grade, when Mia Thomas bullied me for not having a mom, Paige convinced her to cut off her own ponytail at recess.
Mikey, I need a ride!
Not happening.
Fine. Don't be surprised when mom finds out who prank called grandma and told her she won the lottery.
Mikey rushes in.
Get in the truck.
At another home, a curly-haired girl slings a fanny pack across her chest.
This is Veronica. Our friendship is fairly recent.
Veronica grins. In a sunlit bedroom, Megan packs a backpack.
Hey, this is me. But seriously, how cute am I with symmetrical eyebrows? I tend to overthink things. Some would call me cautious. I just like to be comfortable. Who doesn't? But I'm working on it. I do not want to bring the limitations of my youth to high school. Okay, well, now you're like, geez, Megs, you really know yourself for only being 14. Yeah, well, self-awareness is kind of a given when both your parents are therapists.
She picks up a small phone.
Dad, why are you calling me from downstairs?
Oh, just making sure your phone's charged. Paige is here?
I know. I'll be right down.
Okay. Love you.
Love you. The grasshopper phone.
Phone of shame.
According to my parents, screen time is more harmful than being the only teenager in Atlanta without a smartphone. This little device is powered by sheer humiliation, which is why no one has ever seen this phone of shame, and no one ever will.
She grabs her bag and heads out. A title appears, Disney, The Slumber Party.
Love what you do with the place, comrade.
Dr. Brookman, and thank you, Paige.
Hey, Paige.
Hey, Megs.
Bye, Dads.
Remember to make good choices. You are strong, you are smart, you can do hard things.
Man, do you guys always speak in inspirational quotes? You're like the clearance aisle at Home Goods.
Have the most fun ever, but not too much. Auditions for freshman flute solos are next week.
Flutiful? Really?
I knew she would love it.
Her dad wraps a sweater over her shoulders that reads, "Don't hate me because I'm flutiful." Later, a pickup truck drifts around a bend in the road. Mikey drives, bobbing his head as Megan and Paige sit in the back.
Pretty sure my dads would call an Amber Alert if they knew your brother was driving us.
Relax. He's allowed to drive siblings, and you're basically like a sister to me, so it's cool.
Paige kicks her feet up.
Hey! Respect the ride. No. Thank you very much.
Megan and Paige share a look, and the truck pulls up at a house.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
He drives and brakes.
Knock it off, turd!
Megan climbs out. She looks down the road, spotting a group of teen boys riding bikes.
Oh my god, it's Jake Ramirez and his perfect teeth.
Words appear. Jake Ramirez. The boys approach the truck in slow motion, led by Jake wearing a black hoodie.
Oh my gosh, he's wearing his famous skull hoodie. I bet it smells like him. Did you see that? His teeth are like toothpaste commercial teeth. Plus, he's a whole year older than us at school, so he's basically a grown man.
Jake runs his fingers through his hair and turns toward the girls.
Okay, Megs, be cool. Do not stare.
Megan stares at Jake, and a smile spreads across her face.
Can you hear me? Your skirt is caught in the door. Hello? Your skirt is stuck in the door. Your skirt is caught in the door!
Mikey drives away, ripping Megan's skirt off. Paige covers her, and Jake walks away.
Didn't you hear me saying your skirt was caught in the door? It's fine. I'm sure no one saw.
At Anna Maria's.
I can't keep having this. Please, you talk to her.
I know. I've tried. She's your daughter.
How many times do I have to explain the same?
Mija, we talked about this. Veronica is going to be your stepsister. Now, she seems like a really sweet girl, so I appreciate you including her in your slumber party tonight.
Is this a joke? Isn't it bad enough he's getting remarried on my birthday?
Oh, mio amorcita, please. Look, we tried. We tried to find any other date. This is the only one that the venue had available before your new baby sister is born.
Don't remind me. The last thing I need is another little sister.
Hey! Your father having this baby is a real blessing.
At his age, it's more like a miracle.
He's not wrong.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I will drop Veronica off after her parkour lesson. Oh. And thank you very much, Anna, for keeping your parkour comments to yourself. And I will be by early tomorrow to pick you up for our annual birthday hike.
Don't bother. I'm not going.
Hey, we go every year.
Well, not this year.
Anna, that's enough.
Well, why should he have anything stay the same when he's the one making everything different?
Hey, who is the parent around here, You keep this up and you are not going to like what happens next.
Okay, viejo, relax.
Please. Haven't you been reading those gentle parenting books?
You don't talk about our daughter that way.
Can you please stop? You can force me to go to your wedding. You can even force me to have your new kid at my party. But you can't force me to go on some stupid hike on my birthday.
Her father gives them a pained look and walks away, scratching the back of his neck.
Anna.
Outside.
Why do you do that? Obviously, they're in the middle of something.
Because I was ready for it to be the end of something.
Hello, girls.
Hey, Mr. Guerrero. For a second, I forgot you don't live here anymore.
Paige nudges her.
Sorry.
She looks down.
I have pants in my bag.
Okay. Have fun, girls.
What just happened? What did I miss?
Nothing. Just a minor and necessary awkwardness.
They enter.
Welcome to the Casa de Guerrero.
That's our specialty.
In the decorated basement, Megan, Paige, and Anna Maria follow an aerobics workout program on TV.
If there was an offbeat, you're like offbeat the offbeat.
Deep breath.
Guys, how is clapping and walking so hard? Seriously, this was not my plan for our epic night.
We're just getting warmed up.
Literally.
I'm done.
Anna Maria sits on a sofa with a bag of chips and kicks her feet up.
New shoes? Those are awesome.
Thanks. Guilt gift for my mom.
I mean, they are Jordan 3s.
Come on, guys. We need to do something big. We're in high school now.
What if we break into West Oak and free those baby ducks from the science lab?
You're obsessed with those baby ducks.
What if we connected the shopping carts at Target together with zip ties? Like a giant red centipede.
Ooh, remember when Mikey woke us up at 2 a.m. to help him fill your sister's car with watermelon?
When did we do that?
Paige shoots Anna Maria a look, and Anna Maria sits up.
You guys had a sleepover without me. Which is fine. It's totally fine.
It was a long time ago. We were going to Six Flags the next morning, and we know how you feel about Six Flags.
Does anybody truly enjoy being at Six Flags?
Yeah.
Okay, it was one time. I didn't know the drop was going to be that big, and technically, I didn't even ask them to stop the ride. They just got all worried when all the crying stopped, and they thought I was dead.
Megan drops into an armchair.
How many other things do you guys do without me?
Not that many.
Not that many? What does that mean?
Anna Maria and Paige nod and move closer to Megan.
Look, Megan.
Megs.
Megsters.
Maggie Poo.
Don't take this the wrong way.
You're kind of scared to try new things.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, what?
My dads are therapists. I've been talking about this since I was 4. You know what, tonight? Tonight's gonna be different.
Megan rises.
Tonight, I'm gonna get out of my comfort zone, try new things. Anna Maria, we're gonna forget all about your dad and the beast troll. And Paige, we're gonna make a name for you before we even step on campus. Okay, we're gonna be so ready for freshman year.
You're serious?
Oh yeah. Tonight's gonna be epic.
She beams.
Let's do it.
we could do...
She picks a videotape.
Learn hip-hop with Brian Austin Green, or watch a movie called Tommy Boy.
No more TV. I see we TP Jake Ramirez's house.
Yeah.
Jake who? I've never heard of him.
Let's go.
What? No, please, no, we're not doing this.
Oh, so you're coming with us.
Huh?
Awesome, perfect, come on.
No.
Okay.
They drag Megan across the floor.
Oh yeah, let's do this.
What are we doing? Do we need a sweater? I chill easily. Sorry I'm late, gals. My parkour lesson ran long. And high. And low. Debit. Into parkour park.
Veronica falls down the stairs.
I'm good. Just a little spill.
What, in the parkour?
I'm Veronica. I'm sure Anna Maria's told you all about me. I'm her favorite new stepsister. Her dad just dropped me off.
Which isn't weird at all.
Exactly. He's the best.
And technically, you're not my stepsister until tomorrow, so let's not jump the gun. They could still totally change their minds.
No way. They are all over each other. Right, Anna Maria?
Any way you can stop saying my name in an accent, it makes me want to die a little.
Mm-hmm. So where do you go to school? I'm homeschooled.
Explains a lot.
Uh-huh. Great. Now the three amigos are more like the freakish foursome.
Anna Maria cleans.
Hey, Veronica, why don't you unpack and make yourself at home while we sidebar with the birthday girl?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Sounds good. Maybe you could tell her she's doing long-term damage to my self-esteem.
Paige and Megan pull Anna Maria away.
What? Dude, harsh much? Tonight was supposed to just be us. It's my birthday.
Okay, we hear you, and your feelings are valid.
Thank you.
But is this what the rest of the night's gonna be like? Because I haven't felt this awkward since that substitute forced me to write a Mother's Day card.
Oh, man, I remember that. I'm sure Mr. Kwan is enjoying his early retirement.
Let's feel all of these feelings in here, but out there, let's have some fun.
I know, you guys are right.
Okay, good.
Even if Veronica is stealing my dad and crashing my summer party.
Okay, so we're still feeling things.
I don't want a stepmother or a stepsister or a baby half-sister. I just want one mom with one dad and one annoying little sister like a normal family.
What's that supposed to mean? You know, you're talking to someone with two dads, right?
Yeah. No, and I am the baby half-sister in my family. My mom's been married like 3 or 4 times, so maybe we're not the target demo for this.
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, then, how did you mean it?
I just meant that I want to be in a regular family again.
Okay. Well, that clears things up.
Megan and Paige walk away and Anna Maria follows. Veronica sits alone on the sofa.
All good? So good.
Yeah. Totally better now.
Cool. Yeah. Seems like it.
You psychopath!
Who even does that?
You're gonna grow up to be one of those people who dresses up like a bush and scares tourists for a living.
A girl can dream.
Penny, what do you even want? And whatever it is, no. I just want to hang out.
Me included. I could film your posts or tell jokes. What do you call the fake noodle?
Hit impasta, get out, hard pass.
Come on, please. It's not fair. Why do you guys always leave me out?
Because you can't keep your mouth shut. And this is a slumber party which is based on the foundation of secrets.
I can keep a secret. I never told anybody you once farted so loud in church that you woke yourself up.
You did kind of just spill the beans, pun intended.
Penny, I'm gonna give you 3 seconds to get out of this basement before I lock you in the storage room for the rest of the night. And I'll tell Mom that we're including you when she asks where you are.
Like you could even...
Oh, I'll help her.
Me too. I can remove the light bulbs in there.
Penny crosses her arms.
1, 2, 3!
This isn't over! You'll be sorry!
She runs upstairs. Later, clouds pass over the moon at night. A performer drives a van.
What do you mean I didn't get a call back?
They're going in a different direction. I don't know what else to say. It's okay.
Come on, Lenny. I have a BFA in dramatic performance. I went to the Cincinnati Conservatory. I put the dream in Midsummer Night's Dream.
No, you did. You're a star.
I can keep doing these birthday parties for the rest of my life.
You'll get the next one. Don't worry.
I gotta spread my thespian wings and fly.
And you will.
They pass Anna Maria's house.
Oh, shoot. Lenny, I gotta go.
They reverse it into a driveway across the street from Anna Maria's.
You didn't get a call back this time. This time. Like I got a call back last time because I didn't.
They get out and open a side door.
Curdy, how lucky you are to have me as a client, Lenny. Yeah.
Oh, wait till I get my turn. That's what I got in me. Oh, what I got in me.
Baby, let it out!
They put on a purple coat with a swirling pattern and place a sparkling sticker on their cheek. They close the door and turn to the house. They force a smile as words appear. The magnificent Mesmer. They walk up to the front door and knock. Penny opens the door.
Mesmer, the hypnotist, has arrived!
Whoa.
I'm here for your birthday party performance show thing.
She looks him over.
Are you the birthday girl?
Hypnotist, that stuff isn't real. Unless you can hypnotize my sister to punch herself in the face.
All right, look, kid. Invite me in or I'll use my magic to make you grow a mustache that your mother won't let you bleach.
They glare at her.
What?
She runs inside.
Oh, hey, yeah, Veronica told me. Come on in, they're down in the basement. Oh, but I'm sure you already knew that, right?
I'm a hypnotist, not a fortune teller, and yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
They enter the house, brushing past her, and she closes the door. In the basement, the girls sit around an ottoman. Mesmer slowly descends the stairs wearing bedazzled, pointy shoes. The girls turn to them. Anna Maria and Paige look at each other, gaping. Megan frowns. Veronica waves her hands around. Anna Maria and Veronica stand. Mesmer approaches the girls, gesturing wildly with their hand, and the girls move toward them. Mesmer spreads their fingers over their eyes and pulls them away as they walk up to the girls. The girls lean against the back of the couch and stare at them. They pose with their arms, holding their phone. They tap the screen.
Prepare to be shocked and amazed!
Ta-da! My gift for my soon-to-be stepsister has arrived.
I am the magnificent Mesmer, master of hypnosis.
Shut up!
Okay, I'm actually down with hypnotism.
I don't know, guys. I saw this documentary on Netflix about a woman who was hypnotized and she never went back to normal. You guys go ahead.
Come on.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Silence!
The girls widen their eyes.
Shall we begin?
Ooh. Now the girls lie on the floor, heads together.
Welcome.
They sit.
If you're open to my talents, I'll help you explore the hidden depths of your subconscious.
Ramirez.
Hey!
Yeah, Jake.
Follow my direction to expand your mind and challenge your preconceptions. Eyes closed and the magic doesn't work. Tonight, I want you to live your best lives. Be your most authentic selves, void of inhibitions and self-consciousness. Live. Laugh. Love. Until I call the birthday girl later with the trigger word. That word will snap you out of your hypnosis and you will remember everything. Are there any questions?
Yes.
No.
They glare at Megan, then look straight ahead.
Follow the sound of my voice. 4, 3, 2, 1.
They snap. Cut to black. Daytime. Megan sleeps face down on the floor, missing an eyebrow. The aerobics video plays on TV. Megan starts to rise and grabs a remote. She mutes the TV and tosses the remote aside. She gets to her feet and looks around the messy basement.
Oh my gosh. What did we do last night?
She walks across the room. Brown writing on the wall reads, "Veronica was here." She walks under the stairs, past a washing machine covered in foam. She approaches the bathroom, turns a doorknob, and the door doesn't open. Penny comes out of the bathroom.
Morning.
She moves past Megan. Megan watches her leave and enters the bathroom. Inside, she washes her hands in the sink and looks up at her reflection in the mirror. She gapes at her missing eyebrow.
No. Megan Burnett Brookman, you are not missing an eyebrow. You are not missing an eyebrow. No.
She turns away from the mirror and takes a second look.
Oh, jeez! Yes, I am! No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Okay, okay, okay. That'll fix it. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. It's right. Oh, my God.
She fans herself. She notices herself wearing Jake's skull hoodie. She holds it away from her body as she turns away from the mirror. She holds the neckline up to her nose and smiles softly. She sniffs the air and moves toward the shower. She pulls back the shower curtain, finding ducklings in a dirty tub.
What is happening?
Words appear. WTD. What the duck? Megan runs out of the bathroom and searches the basement.
Hey, Maria. Hey, Maria.
She looks under a cover and finds a Santa costume. Bed sheets hang on a clothesline as Megan finds Paige sleeping under an inflatable mattress.
Paige! Paige, get up! Get up! Get now! Come on!
She kicks Paige's foot and Paige gets up.
Veronica! Veronica!
There's no place like home.
Not today, Dorothy. Get up.
She shakes Veronica's leg and Paige climbs out from under the mattress. Megan scratches her forehead, looking around the room. Veronica climbs out of a tent. Paige scans the basement in confusion. Veronica's sunglasses sit on the back of her head. Wearing her jumper backwards, Veronica turns around, yawning.
Whoa. What did you do, Veronica?
You're not putting this on me.
Paige points to the writing on the wall.
Oh. Okay, maybe I did do that.
Paige rolls her eyes. Veronica scratches her face and looks at her hands to find long fingernails.
Ah! What is happening to me?
She struggles to grab an eight ball.
Settle down, scissor hands. They're press-ons.
Oh. Where is Anna Maria? Paige, give me your phone. I'll call her.
Okay. Paige hands her the phone.
Is that Drake Ramirez's hoodie?
I believe so, yes, but I don't remember how I got it. I don't remember anything.
I don't remember anything either.
Me either. She's not picking up.
Anna Maria's mom's gonna kill us.
Guys, I think we have a bigger problem.
Megan grabs a phone from the top of a cabinet.
Where is Anna Maria? And why does Paige literally have blood on her hands?
Paige raises her hands. Later, she scrubs them in the sink.
You killed Anna Maria.
I didn't kill Anna Maria. I'm sure she's sleeping up in her room. She never goes anywhere without her phone.
Yep. No need to panic about spilled blood and alert her mom to murder. That didn't happen.
Let's just check in her room.
They tiptoe out of the basement. Upstairs, they stand behind a wall as Anna Maria's mother talks on the phone in the kitchen.
No, I'm fine. It's fine. I mean, so Max's husband's getting married today. Big deal. No, Mom, you don't need to come over.
Well, turn around.
I don't want any cake. I don't remember why I came in here.
Okay, fine. Yes, it's weird. Just because I don't want to be married to him anymore doesn't mean I'm ready for him to be married to someone else.
The girls hurry past the kitchen and head upstairs to Anna Maria's room, finding it empty.
You know, maybe she did decide to go on that hike with her dad.
No way. She said she'd rather get her braces back on than hike up a mountain with him.
Veronica throws herself onto the bed.
Plus, her hiking boots are still here. This is bad. Do any of you remember anything from last night?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I know I don't remember TPing Jake Ramirez's house.
What?
They stare out a window at Jake's house covered in toilet paper.
I've got an idea who might know.
They storm into Penny's room.
Thanks for knocking.
Where is your sister? I'm right here.
Sorry, it's a big day for me.
We know you know where she is.
Actually, I don't. She's missing? I'll grab my shoes. I'll be looking.
Thanks, but no thanks.
If I don't know where she is, and you guys don't know where she is, then she could be in serious trouble. This is terrible. And we'll ruin my dad's special day. I better go tell my mom. If you don't want me to tell my mom, you'll have to do something. For me.
She's like a comic book villain in a training bra.
For starters, I want you, smarty pants Megan Magoo, to do my math homework for a month.
What? But don't you want to learn the material? Math is like a pyramid. If you don't have the foundation,
I want you to tag me in a cool post so I can get a ton of followers.
Your mom won't even let you have an account.
Yet.
You're delusional.
Mom!
Shh!
What is it, Miha?
Megan covers Penny's mouth.
Fine, I'll do it. I just wanted to tell you that I love you.
Love you too, baby girl.
Ugh. I'm never having kids. You were the actual worst.
Big talk from someone who turned 14 like 10 seconds ago.
Okay. You know what? You're gonna be totally lost if you can't multiply fractions.
They leave the room.
What if she thinks we're still mad about the normal family stuff?
We should have just let her off the hook.
I agree, you should have.
In the basement.
Hey, go clean up your poop name.
Veronica walks off.
What if she's hurt? Or kidnapped?
Hey, you know what? She probably just ran away to skip out on her dad's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Much better.
It's cool. It's Nutella. I think.
Veronica licks the writing.
Paige, what are we supposed to do?
Okay, first things first. Veronica, what's the number of the place you got the hypnotist from? We need to get a hold of Mesmer so we can get the trigger word and find Anna Maria.
Hey, Siri, call Captain Bootleg Character Parties.
Ahoy, this be Captain Bootleg. Leave a message and we'll call you back. Arr.
Hi, this is Veronica. We have a total emergency. Please call us back at your earliest convenience.
Now what?
I should just call my dad's.
No, no, no adults. Look, we are not kids anymore. We're gonna find Anna Maria ourselves.
Okay, well, we gotta do it before the wedding at 4 o'clock. But not to worry. I got my junior detective certification online.
She puts on her sunglasses and motions for them to follow her.
All we need to do is follow the clues. Things aren't all there. Quacked up to be.
She opens the bathroom door and they view the ducklings in the bathtub. Later, they walk up a sidewalk in slow motion. Megan grimaces. Veronica removes her sunglasses and pushes a cart in front of her with the ducklings inside of it. The girls stop and look at a building. Words appear. West Oak High.
So, what are we thinking? She might actually be in there.
We've got a granny cart of West Oak ducks. I think we need to check.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're not actually going to break into high school, right? So what exactly is our plan?
We're breaking into high school.
Duh.
Paige pulls on a door handle.
There's got to be a janitor in there or something.
No. We're not telling any adults.
Yeah, no way. My new stepdad's gonna hate me before he's even officially my stepdad. He's gonna love me whether he likes it or not. I can get us in. Anywhere.
Veronica studies the building.
What is she doing?
What?
She stretches her legs and arms.
She's getting low.
She squats and does jumping jacks.
She's jumping.
Parkour!
Okay, no.
That is not happening. We do not have the bandwidth to squeeze in an ER visit. We need help. Okay. I'll call reinforcements.
Mikey pulls up to the school parking lot in his truck. He parks in a spot reserved for the assistant principal and gets out of the truck wearing sunglasses and a beanie. In slow motion, he swipes back his leather coat and walks across the parking lot.
Honestly, they need a shoelaces alternative.
They do. It's called Velcro.
What's up?
Mikey is our reinforcements.
Yep.
Veronica crouches, tying her shoe. She looks up at Mikey and gapes. He takes off his sunglasses.
The first time.
She stands with her mouth hanging open.
Ever I saw.
Mikey gives a soft smile and Veronica tilts her head.
Give it to me.
Hypnotized, and a Marie missing, baby ducks.
Got it.
He looks at Veronica.
Who's that?
No idea.
I'm Veronica.
Ew, no.
Follow me.
They follow him to the door.
Every door is locked. There's a chance Anna Marie could be inside, and we need to check.
He turns to them.
Give me a minute. Stay here.
He walks off.
Hope he knows what he's doing. So, what's Mikey's sign?
Let's hope this is like that time he showed me the secret trapdoor to freedom he built in the middle school drama room.
That was him?
Some of his best work. Unfindable to faculty since 2017.
That was a myth.
That was a Mikey.
Whoa.
I know, right?
He opens the door from inside.
Still a legend among ditching middle schoolers everywhere.
Thank you.
It's annoying.
They enter. Inside, a white-haired woman marches down a hallway as words appear. Principal Peterson. The group watch as she approaches a janitor on a ladder.
Don't dilly-dally, Sam. We have plenty of real work to do. First things first, I need you to take care of that mystery liquid on the floor in the South Hall. And remember, when that inspector comes, you do not have keys to the teacher's lounge. Hide your keys. Put them in your pants. Who gets to say that asbestos is illegal? Nobody. None of their business. Follow me.
Okay, come on.
Guys, how are we actually going to find Anna Maria in here?
I love it. I love it all. I love these lockers. I love that clock. I love the cartoon principal. I love public school. Pipe down, Matilda. Mikey, Veronica, ditch your ducks in the science lab, and we'll come find you after we look around for her.
This is the best day of my life.
In the science lab.
Here we are, two total strangers falling for each other in a public school. It's like we're Troy and Gabriella in High School Musical.
Like when Gabriella is too shy to audition by herself, but then Troy offers to sing with her so she isn't scared.
Veronica gawks at Mikey from across the room.
I know something has changed. Never felt this way. But right here tonight,
this could be the start
of something new.
It feels so
Megan and Paige enter the lab.
Here with you.
Are you kidding me? You had one job. You idiots! You let the ducks escape!
Do everything like ducky! Here, ducky, ducky!
The ducklings scatter across the room and the group grabs some of them. Other ducklings spread out between chairs.
Yes, come here, come here.
Mikey crouches down to grab a duckling and Megan holds up a shoe with one inside of it.
Guys? What I found?
One of Anna Maria's new shoes.
How is there only one?
They put the ducklings in a container.
Come on, she's gotta be here somewhere.
They peek out into the hallway from behind the lab door, then head back inside. Sam, the janitor, mops the floor. With Mikey leading, the group sneaks out of the lab. They keep their eyes fixed on Sam down the hall as they tiptoe. Veronica slips and stumbles. Sam stops, cocks his head, and continues mopping. They rush toward the stairs, and a duckling follows them. Sam whips around as the duckling disappears out of view. Veronica picks it up.
get rid of that bird before I take him to the cafeteria and turn it into nuggets.
But, Daddy, I love him.
I cannot stand you.
You better be nice, Faye. I'm about to be Anna Maria's sister, but I could end up being your sister, too.
If you know what I mean.
That's it!
Principal Peterson and Sam stop in their tracks.
To the children trespassing in my school, you can run, but we will find you.
The girls run upstairs as Mikey runs downstairs carrying the duckling. The girls hurry down a hallway. Principal Peterson and Sam hurry through another hall.
Nobody makes a fool out of Agnes Peterson. I'm gonna get those little stink bugs. Look in there!
Sam checks a classroom. The girls rush down the stairs, then Principal Peterson and Sam descend the same stairs. The girls sprint across the hallway.
You think we're playing hide-and-go-seek? Well, you're lucky I'm in a good mood.
The girls run up a long hallway and stop, looking ahead at Principal Peterson and Sam.
Well, 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 look what we have here. Come on over, girls. We just want to talk.
They run off. Principal Peterson and Sam give chase. The girls race down a dark hallway. They dash into a restroom.
We can't keep doing this. One of us has to fall on the sword and distract them.
I vote Veronica.
I believe in you.
But if I get caught, it'll go on my permanent record!
You're homeschooled.
Oh, yeah.
Veronica charges out of the bathroom and Principal Peterson and Sam emerge from two classrooms. Outside, Mikey sits in his truck. Veronica bangs on a locker and throws herself against a row of other lockers. Mikey types on his phone. Megan and Paige sprint out of the school's main door and rush down the front steps. He sees them and perks up. They climb into the back seat of the truck.
Why didn't you text me back?
I was a little busy running for my life.
Where's Veronica?
Veronica bursts through the door and runs toward them.
Hurry!
Go, Sam, go!
I love high school!
She gets into the passenger seat.
Go, 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 go!
Mikey starts the truck and speeds off. Sam chases them. Sam walks back to Principal Peterson and throws his arms in the air. In the truck.
What just happened? All that and we still didn't find Anna Maria. Just a shoe. With orange and maroon soles. These are my colors. Late Aunt Sabora told me I'm a warm neutral.
Orange and maroon paint. Those are Hillside colors. West Oaks rival school. Hillside hates us.
This is not good. Yeah, because they don't even know us, which is so unfair.
No, they should totally hate us. When I was a freshman, they stole our mascot's uniform, and in retaliation, we captured their vice principal, Mr. Marshall.
But what happened when they found him?
He looks through the rearview mirror.
They never did. They've been trying to get back at us ever since.
You think they have Anna Maria? I think we need to go find out.
Megan and Paige share a look. Now the truck rolls down a wooded road. A school building juts out from behind a grove of trees. Words appear, Hillside Prep. The truck stops by a lawn. The girls climb out and Mikey turns to Paige.
Paige, are you sure you want to do this? You're a West Oak warrior now, Hillside's enemy territory.
Aren't you going to stay and help us?
Look, Paige, I'm Hillside enemy number one. Too risky. I'm out.
Wow, Mikey. I expected more.
Veronica waves to Mikey and he gestures her over.
So, this is how the rich kids live.
I heard they serve sashimi in the cafeteria and you can pay your way out of PE.
Gross. I'll take the half-dead grass and half-dead principal at West Oak any day.
Mikey hands Veronica the duckling.
I knew it. You do love me.
She walks away. Mikey smiles to himself and drives off. Veronica catches up to Megan and Paige as they stand looking at the school building.
Where's Veronica?
They turn to see her approaching them.
I don't think we'll be able to sneak in there without Mikey.
We just need to figure out how Anna Maria got Hillside's colors on her new shoes.
Ouch! What?
She sets the duckling down.
What the duck is that?
What is what?
It's nothing. It's not a duck. That is a duck.
It was a gift from my man.
Come here, Bill.
Don't worry. A duck doesn't mean anything.
I'm gonna kill him.
She scowls.
The marching band, my people! Maybe they know where Anna Maria is. Let's go, come on.
They run off.
Guys! Wait for me!
A marching band dressed in orange and maroon uniforms stand in several rows moving in unison. They turn out their knees and bend them. The rows march in opposite directions. The band members disperse and the girls watch from behind a bush.
These are your people.
They look like they ate the middle school band for breakfast.
What do you mean if I had been here? You're the one who ran after Ava Hakaki and offering to polish her thimbles.
Whoa, whoa, let's keep it clean, please. No.
Veronica fights back a sneeze.
The last thing we need is more drama.
Megan and Paige mouth don't.
Real classy, Brixton.
That wasn't me.
Veronica readies another sneeze.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
I can't.
They look up and several band members grab them.
Whoa, ouch!
Hey! Yo, watch your music, man!
They bring the girls to the rest of the band.
It's you.
You who, me? Hey, what's your deal?
Hold on.
We ain't got this.
You wanna go?
She hands Megan the duck and gestures to a hedgehog mascot. She dances clumsily, waving her arms, then does the robot. She does a spinning jump and the mascot turns away.
That's what I thought.
Are you done? Because you ladies have something we want.
Parents who didn't participate in the college admission scandal?
Funny. Especially coming from a gang of degenerates who could be charged with Grand Theft Hedgehog.
Come again?
Last night, you stole her homecoming hedgehog flow? Hedgy?
FYI, love hedgehogs. I did a report on them.
You have a lot of nerve coming back here.
Okay, I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Don't even try to deny it. We have proof.
A band member holds up a phone showing a video of Paige pulling the hedgehog float.
She is.
Please show
they see Anna Maria in the video. The girls grimace as Megan dances with the hedgehog in the video. Paige gestures for the band to wait and huddles together with Veronica and Megan.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Okay.
So, funny thing. I know you have this video and all, but we don't actually remember anything that happened last night. So, we don't know where your hedgehog float is.
No, it is true. You have to believe us.
No, you have to believe us. We want our hedgehog back, and we want him back now.
Yeah. And do we have what you want?
Oh my gosh, I think we have Anna Maria.
What I'm sure you really, really want back.
Just to clarify, are we talking about...
Enough talk. If you want to find out, bring our float to the Groundtown Cafe on Oak Street at 2 o'clock, and we'll make the swap. No funny business.
But it's already almost noon, and we're telling the truth. We don't know where your hedgehog is.
Well, I'd say you're sufficiently motivated to find it.
And I wouldn't be late. We have all the evidence we need to prosecute. And my mom's a lawyer.
So's mine.
So's mine.
The mascot tips its chest and does the peace sign. The band marches away. Later, Bill follows the girls as they walk down a road.
Come on, Bill. Stay with the group.
She picks him up.
Now, instead of searching for a missing girl, we are searching for a missing hedgehog.
This is my own fault. Anna Maria is being held hostage because I had to try new things. I knew we couldn't trust that sketchy hypnotist. Who even knows if they have their hypnotist license? You know what? I think hypnotism sucks.
Whoa, language.
I can't believe I just watched a video of myself grinding on a papier-mâché hedgehog. It never asked for that. I mean, I can convince myself that we broke into West Oak to rescue ducks for a good cause, but stealing a hedgehog float? For what? We might as well be on America's Dumbest Criminals.
Love that show.
Do you? Do you, Veronica? Did you do a report on it?
We need to stop fighting!
I can't take it anymore.
Did you just yell at me?
She totally just yelled at you. No. I mean, yes, possibly.
We never yell at each other. What is the deal?
The deal is, I think if we're not going to tell an adult that Anna Maria is missing because we're high schoolers and we can handle it ourselves, then we need to start acting like adults.
You mean like ignore the climate crisis and waste all our free time fighting in Facebook groups?
I mean, we need to focus. Those band freaks have our friend and all this bickering between you two is not helping.
Okay, fine. I'll keep my mouth shut.
That's not what I meant. Paige.
Veronica takes out her phone and steps away.
Hello?
You're stressed out, which is freaking me out because it means that you're worried that we won't find her.
Paige holds Megan's shoulders.
We're gonna find her.
They lock eyes and nod.
Ooh, this looks intense. Am I interrupting?
Always.
Who's that on the phone? That was Captain Bootleg.
Well?
Can he get us in touch with Mesmer? What'd he say?
He said, "Arr, they be unreachable."
Mesmer's booked. Working at the Chattahoochee Onion Fest.
Megan and Paige share a look. Elsewhere, a long line of people stretches from the entrance of the Onion Fest to the road outside. Parked vehicles fill a surrounding field. The girls stand outside with their bicycles.
This place is packed. How come I never knew Onion Fest was a thing?
Because only a certain kind of people go to onion festivals.
Guys, I love the Chattahoochee Onion Fest. Sure, it's no Greenville Garlic Festival, but let's get real. What is? Am I right?
No.
We don't have time to wait in this line. We have to get in there and find Mesmer.
People pass them, heading toward the entrance.
I've got an idea. We might be able to pull a Mikey.
They scramble across the field towards a wooden fence. Two men come out of a gate in the fence. The girls enter through the gate to a backstage area.
This will be the fastest way. Let's go, let's go.
They climb wooden stairs to find themselves on a stage. The audience stares at them and a man in a cap rushes toward them.
Finally, you're here!
Read Vera, Mr. Chen.
Quick, we almost started without you.
Look, it's Mesmer. Mesmer's the Great Onion.
Oh, hello, little onion sprout.
The Great Onion, what's so great about you?
Oh, silly little shallot. I have a great attitude, okay? See, onions. No, I don't. Okay, thank you. Okay, all right, I gotta take 5. My shoes are killing me.
Dressed in an onion costume, Mesmer walks away from a line.
Come on, we'll tell him we changed our minds and we're out.
I knew you girls couldn't be in the right place.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did someone say Beetlejuice 3 times?
The cooking contest is right over there.
And the porta potties are over there, you piece of...
It's time for the 47th annual Onion Munch! Yes! Woo!
The girls sit at a table on the stage with other contestants as plates filled with onions sit in front of them.
All right. Here are the rules. In front of you, you have 1 pound of raw onion. When you've consumed them, you will get another pound. And if you can't eat any more, you rise in shame and go directly to the fryer!
Fryer!
A sign on a cage reads, Onion Fryer.
Fryer!
All right, the one who eats the most onions in 2 minutes will win the Onion Munch!
The man waves his hat in the air.
Sure, I eat onions. But I've never taken a bite out of a raw onion like an apple.
What are we doing?
trying new things.
That's my girl.
I'm winning this munch! Yeah!
Veronica pumps her fists.
In your dreams, Esther.
Buckle up, Beetlejuice. It's showtime.
A hairy man glares at her.
Hey, do you think you could take this?
She hands Bill to a woman.
Okay. Oh, she's not playing. She's got all her ducks in a row, ladies and gentlemen. All right, ready, set, march!
The contestants bite into their onions as a woman standing behind them watches.
All right, good job. That's right, that's right.
Megan sinks her teeth into an onion hesitantly. Paige gives her a thumbs up as tears run down her cheeks.
There's no crying in Onion Munch.
Paige flails her arm at him and Megan grimaces. Veronica takes a large bite of an onion. The hairy man stuffs onion pieces into his mouth and Megan puts down her onion.
Tasty, that's for sure.
I did it! But I can't do it anymore. Sorry. You got this.
And we got our first stinker. The lady with the unibrow. To the fire! Stinker! Stinker!
A woman escorts Megan to the onion fryer. She observes the contestants from behind the cage.
Oh, the lady with the hanging onion. To the fryer, lady! To the fryer!
A woman heads to the fryer. The man follows in the same direction.
Fryer! Fryer!
More people withdraw from the contest as Veronica devours another onion.
Oh, thanks for joining us, lady. Thanks a lot.
Paige slams down an onion and stands.
Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, the gentleman in the suit. You can get an onion ring for the bride and the fryer. Oh, and we're down to the final two.
The audience cheers. They wave to the audience. Veronica and Johnny, the hairy man, eat one onion after another. A split screen shows Veronica and Johnny gobbling down their onions. Megan and Paige watch Veronica from the onion fryer.
Just look at her. She's a machine.
A woman in a wide-brimmed hat appears on the stage.
Look, I think it's a real Esther Chen. We gotta get to the great audience. We need that trigger word. Mesmer! 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 Here! Over here!
They wave to Mesmer. Veronica retches and Johnny nibbles at an onion. He throws up.
Yes! Yes! I am victorious! I am unstoppable!
She bites an onion and throws it.
I am your daddy!
And I'll declare! What? What's going on?
Esther, the woman in the hat, points.
You are right. Not Esther Chen!
The audience gapes. Megan and Paige nod.
Roar, roar! Me? Now? Yes, go!
She moves to the edge of the stage.
Parkour!
She jumps off the stage. She falls face down.
That's a squashed onion.
I am the Onion Munch champion.
Later, they ride their bikes.
I am never eating another onion again in my life.
Really? I would do that a million times more.
That's because you're you.
You're so mean.
Okay.
Getting banned from Onion Fest for life was not how I saw this day going. What now?
Well, Mesmer's a bust. We gotta switch gears.
Do what? We're out of clues.
There is one more clue.
What?
You're wearing it.
No. No, 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 we are not. We are not.
Oh, we are.
We are not.
We are.
There's many other clues.
Name one.
No, 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 no.
See you at Jake's house.
Jake skateboards in front of his house as the girls stand in his driveway. Paige pushes Megan forward. Jake removes his helmet, tosses it aside, and walks toward them.
Is this happening?
It is.
Is he coming over here?
He is.
Megan fidgets with her hand. A sprinkler sprays water onto Jake as he walks by it, pushing his hair back.
Am I still wearing a sweatshirt?
You are.
And missing an eyebrow.
Indeed.
Does my breath smell like onions?
It does not smell like onions.
Please, God, never let him know. I have multiple vision boards of what our children might look like. He's even cuter up close. If you squint, he might even have facial hair. I can't do this,
Paige.
Okay,
too late. Too late. You already are.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much.
He runs his fingers through his hair.
You sure do itch your head a lot. You might want to get checked for lice.
Veronica, no.
You checked my head last night. I'm all clear. Don't you remember?
I do always carry my lice comb, just in case.
Wait, last night? You were with us last night?
Yeah, I thought you came back for this.
He motions for them to follow him. Now a garage door opens, revealing the hedgehog float. Words appear. Hedgy.
My mom's starting to ask questions.
Oh, man. We did steal it.
Well, at least when we go to jail, we'll be there together.
Okay, we gotta get this thing to Groundtown Cafe on Oak Street by 2 so we can get Anna Maria back.
You can't do this on foot. You won't make it there in time. But I think I have a way.
You're gonna help us?
Of course I am.
Megan and Jake share a long look. Paige raises her brows at Megan. A long road runs through a vast, tree-covered neighborhood. Jake and the girl stand in the middle of a street with Hedgie staring down the sloping road. Megan looks down the street wearing a troubled expression.
You're gonna be fine, Bill.
She blows into a plastic bag and puts it in her bag.
This thing has airbags.
Hey, look. I wouldn't blame you if you want to sit this one out. This ride is no joke.
They gaze down the road.
No.
She dons a helmet.
I'm in.
She nods to Paige and Paige smirks. Megan climbs on top of Hedgie. Paige and Veronica hang from the sides of the float.
We gotta do this. For Anna Maria.
Heck yeah. For Anna Maria!
For Anna Maria!
For Anna Maria!
Jake stands behind Hedgie. Megan turns to him, smiles, then shifts her gaze to the open road. Jake pushes Hedgie down the street and lets go as it picks up speed.
Okay. Anybody have any elbow or knee pads?
Hedgie speeds down the road. Jake runs to get on his bike and follows them. Hedgie sweeps past a radar speed sign that reads 26. A sign under it reads speed limit 25. Jake cycles quickly behind them. A man wearing headphones uses a leaf blower as he crosses the street. Hedgie flies by, just missing him, and dead leaves get in the girls' faces. Veronica checks on Bill. Bill looks out of the bag and Hedgie approaches a driveway.
There it is!
You need to steer to the right!
I don't think I can!
You can do it, Megan!
Megan steers Hedgie with her weight and a tire bursts, throwing the float off balance. Paige and Veronica jump off Hedgie. They watch Megan. Hedgie hurtles toward a bush and Jake stares. Hedgie crashes into the bush and Megan flies off it. Veronica, Paige, and Jake stare at her in terror. Bill turns.
Hey, welcome back. I still have no answers for you. Sorry about that. But I do have a new question.
She lands in a dumpster.
Is it good or bad to try new things?
She turns onto her back, cushioned by trash bags. Jake climbs up the dumpster. He passes his fingers through his hair and gazes down at Megan.
Am I dead? Is this heaven?
That was so awesome.
He holds his arms out and pulls her up. She climbs out of the dumpster.
Whew. Megs.
Bud. Might be time to switch to clinical strength.
Megan, first, that was sick. You're a rock star. Second, are you okay?
I think so. What?
Oh.
What is it? Why does your face look like that? What is it? Tell me.
Okay. Can you?
Yeah.
Paige hands Veronica her helmet.
So, Megs, don't freak, but you have a cockroach on your shirt.
Words appear. Ew.
Okay. I can see that you're on the verge of freaking out. Rightfully so. First, let's lose your little friend here. Just do a Taylor Swift. Shake it off.
Okay. Can you do it with me?
Of course.
They jump up and down and shake their bodies. The cockroach squirms away.
Paige, I am so tired of being dirty and reckless and hungry and with Veronica. And I just want my eyebrow back.
Paige gives Veronica and Jake a thumbs up and they return it.
All we have to do now is get to the finish line and unload this hedgehog. Okay? And then we get Anna Maria back. You want that, don't you?
Veronica glances at them.
Okay. You're such a good friend.
Rosalind, don't touch me, okay? Love you.
Words appear. The swap. The marching band stands face to face with Veronica, Paige, Megan, and Jake. Megan and Paige stare intensely at the band members. The mascot crosses its arms. Veronica shakes her head.
Looks like somebody's been through the ringer.
She smirks.
We are delivering him a little rough around the edges, and for that we're sorry.
Wasn't talking about the hedgehog.
Rude.
We're taking the hedgehog.
Not so fast. You have something we want. The reason we're here.
Oh, right.
The mascot steps forward. It tosses Megan's phone and Paige catches it.
What is this? A ceiling fan remote?
That is not my stepsister!
I think it's one of those old people phones. One of y'all dropped it last night on the field.
We are not here for a stupid phone that is not even ours.
Definitely not mine.
Not mine.
The three buttons say dad, pops, and...
Okay, fine. It's mine. It's mine, okay? It's my phone. It's mine. Yeah.
What even is this, an iPhone negative 12?
Does it text in hieroglyphics?
Is the last button a direct line to the therapist you need specifically because of this phone?
That's what the first two buttons are for, actually. So funny. Anyone else? No? Okay. Yeah, I'll go. Hello? Oh, 1997 called. They want their phone back. Okay, are we done now?
Sure, totally.
Great, terrific. You can take your hedgehog and leave now.
Wait, did you guys actually think we were holding a kid hostage? Jeez, we're not criminals. My mom's a
lawyer, yeah, we know.
She waves them off. The band marches off with synchronized steps. The group watches the band head toward a bus. Jake, Veronica, and Paige turn to Megan.
What? I'm fine. Yeah, I'm sure this would all be very humiliating if I wasn't busy feeling like our friend might be the subject of a new Dateline episode that we're all currently trapped in.
She's right. What if Anna Maria's really in trouble?
This is bad, Paige. We tried it your way, but now I think it's time to tell Anna Maria's mom she's missing.
Okay. Fine, you're right. It is time. All I want is Anna Maria back.
Paige and Veronica walk away. Jake moves closer to Megan.
You're rocking an intense gash.
Pretty sure the cockroach juice will keep it from getting infected.
How about I just give you a ride back?
I'm pretty pungent at the moment.
Have you seen the guys I hang around with?
Yes. No. No, maybe.
Get a room, lovebirds! We gotta get moving!
Pursing her lips, Megan nods and heads toward Paige and Veronica with Jake. We met in December. The sun filters through a canopy of trees. I'd want this forever, I'll never surrender. Jake and Megan's shadows follow them on the ground as they ride his bicycle. Megan stands behind Jake as he pedals down a street. She holds onto his shoulders. Paige rides beside them.
You okay back there?
I'm good, thanks.
Hold on tight.
Veronica rides behind Paige. Megan turns to Paige and mouths, "Oh my God."
What do you say, Megan? You're mouthing something to Paige and I couldn't quite hear you.
Megan closes her eyes and purses her lips. The group continues cycling down the road. Phil sits inside Veronica's bag with his head popping out. Now the group walks up to Anna Maria's garage.
Anna Maria's mom isn't home.
What do we do now? Tell her dad?
No, it's his wedding day.
Oh, hey. While I was eating 2 pounds of onions, I was wondering...
Wait, what?
I'll explain later.
Who was taking that video last night? The one the band showed us where Megan was violating that hedgehog?
Oh, it was probably Penny.
Megan turns to Paige and Veronica.
She was with us last night.
You and Jake deal with the basement. I'll take Veronica and handle this.
Veronica nods and they walk off. Paige leaves her bicycle in the garage. Later, Jake sits on the basement stairs and Megan comes out of the bathroom wearing her flutiful sweater.
Look at you.
Found some soap. Couldn't find my other eyebrow.
You can hardly even tell.
Liar.
He moves aside, making room for her on the stairs. She sits next to him.
Is it true? You'd rather be playing the flute?
No. But I'm pretty sure your sweatshirt needs to be boiled in OxyClean before I can give it back, so...
No worries. You can hold on to it.
They give tight-lipped smiles and look away.
You gonna be okay?
I've had to try a lot of new things the past 24 hours. Kind of regretting some.
She points to her missing eyebrow.
Is this what high school feels like?
You kind of get used to it. But I get it. Trying new things is hard. I didn't even try out for basketball because I was afraid I wouldn't make the team. But now maybe I will.
They gaze at each other and Megan bows her head. She meets his gaze and they fidget with their hands. Jake bumps his leg against Megan's and she does the same. They lean in for a kiss and she stops.
We should probably keep cleaning before Mrs. Guerrero gets home.
Yeah.
She grabs a trash bag. In Penny's bedroom, Paige crushes a doll's arm in a blender.
Oh, my Misty Macintosh!
Of course you have a Misty Macintosh. Psychopath.
Tell us where Anna Maria is. Or my little red. What short hair you will have.
You wouldn't. But I would.
Veronica cuts off a doll's hair. Penny sits on the bed with her hands tied. Veronica puts the hair in the blender and turns it on.
I swear, I don't know where my sister is. I promise, you guys have to believe me. I already feel like I lost my dad. I can't lose my sister too.
She's looking down and to the left, rapid blinking, no actual tears. She's lying.
Penny stares at them.
We need to turn up the heat.
Veronica scans a collection of dolls.
Who's next?
A horse stands between two dolls. Veronica nods and grabs it.
Giddy up, buttercup.
Outside, Megan throws out the trash bag.
So, I'll see you around.
There's a strong chance I might be on lockdown till my 20s, so...
I can always ride by your window and check.
Okay.
She turns to leave hesitantly.
It's true, you know. You are flutiful.
Megan beams and Jake walks off.
Wait!
She walks up to him.
You forgot this.
She puts her hands around his neck and kisses him. She pulls away and they go their separate ways. Jake pushes his bicycle down the driveway and she heads toward the back door. She glances back at him and he does the same. Megan enters the house. Veronica and Paige glare at Penny.
We can do this all day.
Still not talking?
No, she's not.
The girls stand over Penny.
You need to tell us everything so we can find your sister.
Or else, there's a certain Stein who's gonna pay the price in the microwave.
Nay! Okay, okay, I'll talk. But don't hate me, okay? All I ever wanted was to be a part of your slumber party, and you guys were finally including me. And we were having so much fun, remember? I just wanted the fun to last a little longer. Penny, what did you do?
Well, my sister kept saying I couldn't keep my mouth shut, so I wanted to prove to her that I could.
Yo, spit it out!
She left a note this morning on the bathroom mirror, and I took it.
The note reads, went on a B-day hike alone, BRB.
She didn't say that she didn't want to go on the birthday hike.
She just said she didn't want to go on her birthday hike with her dad. Let's go!
Wait! Guys! Veronica, please!
Only if you say, I'm your favorite sister for life. You're my favorite sister for life.
Veronica hurries out of the room.
Come on, I said it!
Anna Maria! Anna Maria!
Anna Maria!
Megan, Paige, and Veronica run up a hiking trail.
I think that's her!
Anna Maria sleeps on a bench by a body of water.
Let's go! Anna Maria!
They rush over to her.
Anna Maria!
Anna Maria sits up wearing Santa pants. Paige and Megan sit on either side of her as tampons hang out of Anna Maria's bloody nose.
Dude, we thought you were dead.
We were seriously worried.
They were worried. I was like, you guys, she's my sister. I know her. She's fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
She removes the tampons.
Do you know where I'm wearing Santa pants?
She eyes Megan.
What happened to your eyebrow?
Anna Maria looks at Bill.
And is that a duck in your pocket?
It's a homeschool thing.
Wait, why are you all bloody?
I don't know, but my face hurts.
Why did you come out here alone?
I couldn't sleep last night. I was thinking about all the terrible things I said to my dad. So I came up here to sort things out, and I don't want to be angry anymore. I love my dad, and I want him to be happy. Even if this new version of our family doesn't feel normal yet. And I know normal is, like, not even a thing. I'm really sorry about what I said, guys.
I'm sorry about what happened in the storage closet. It's okay to be freaked out about how much your family's changing.
Megan and Paige hug her.
I'm sorry, too. But you're one of us now. You're gonna be good. Welcome to the club.
Veronica puts her arms around them.
When you think about it, nobody's family is really normal. But even though it feels like everything is changing, our friendship never will.
Paige rolls her eyes and Anna Maria cringes.
Oh, we gotta get you to your dad's wedding. It's in like 30 minutes.
Pretty sure I need a shower first. I look and smell like I've been hanging out in a dumpster.
Hey, we don't joke about that.
Come on.
The girls hurry through the woods. Later, wearing a dress, Anna Maria watches guests dance in a wedding reception. She grabs a cupcake from a table and peels the liner off. Her dad walks up to her. There's no
hesitation. I'm really happy for you, Dad.
That doesn't feel like sarcasm.
Smiling, Anna Maria lowers her gaze and gives him a hug. He rests his face on the top of her head.
I guess I should maybe try new things before I decide to hate them with the power of the sun.
That sounds like a good idea.
So you'll try boba?
Mi amorcita, I will never, ever chew my drink.
He turns to leave.
Oh, Dad, I think I just saw Penny twerking in front of Grandma Olga.
He rushes off.
Adios, mio. Penny!
Did she really?
Not at all.
So good.
Veronica checks her phone and puts it to her ear.
Who are you calling?
Mikey. We're co-parenting.
Yo, it's your boy, Mikey. Not here right now, so please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mike and Ike. Just checking in on Bill, making sure he's regular. Call me back.
She pockets her phone. Anna Maria glances around the room awkwardly. Veronica sways back and forth.
So I heard you're staying over my place while our parents are on their honeymoon.
I'll try to stay out of your way.
No need. We're cool. And your mom isn't the beast troll with bad highlights I said she was.
Thanks. Wait, you said my mom was a beast troll?
Were you not there?
My girls! Look at this. Hey, Anna, there's a surprise for you waiting by the altar.
Anna Maria gives him a look. He shrugs and walks away, doing a little dance and miming zipped lips. Veronica shrugs. Megan and Paige stand under a foliage-covered arch, holding a cake with 14th birthday candles. Anna Maria grins as Veronica stands behind her.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Anna Maria. Happy birthday to you.
Anna Maria blows out the candles.
You guys are the best. Hey, where'd you get that cake?
My dad made it.
Come here, guys.
Paige spreads out her arms and Megan and Anna Maria hug her. She gestures for Veronica to join the hug.
To Anna Maria.
Anna Maria.
Anna Maria.
Cheers.
Now they eat cake and Veronica licks the candle.
What happened?
In the basement?
Why don't you tell us?
Basically, we took out the trash and,
Did you take out the trash?
No way!
I forgot to tell you guys. My mom said yes.
Yes to what?
Duh, slumber party at my house!
Oh no.
You guys need some plates?
No, we're good.
Thank you so much.
Yo, what's that? It can't be. Wait, Mesmer!
Man, Mesmer hustles. You owe us a trigger word.
Oh! Hi, girls. What are the odds I'd see you at two events in a row?
Yeah, almost seems like three.
Wait, so I didn't call you with a trigger word? Oh, sorry. I did the same thing at a corporate event last week. I'm all over the place.
We know. You could use a vacation.
Okay. The trigger word is...
But wait!
The girls turn away.
You guys, before we do this...
What's the matter?
What's going on? We need to make a pact. Whatever we remember from last night, we can't hold it against each other. Okay, friendship first. Deal?
Deal. Unless it was you who shaved off my eyebrow.
Come on!
Fine, deal.
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 Ready, ladies?
Oh.
The girls turn back.
The trigger word is...
They stare at the girls, unblinking, then frown.
The trigger word is... The trigger word is...
They point up their index finger.
The trigger word is... Freshman.
The girls' eyes widen and their mouths fall open.
No, it was that!
Cut to black. Footage shows Veronica swinging her bag in the basement.
Veronica!
She throws it to Megan and Anna Maria. She holds onto a beam and kicks her legs out. Paige and Anna Maria spread their arms out wide. Paige dances, flapping her arms. Life doesn't always go. She elbows Anna Maria's nose. Megan puts a cloth on Anna Maria's bloody nose. Credits appear. Megan shaves her eyebrow. They spread toilet paper at Jake's house. Veronica does front flips on the sidewalk and spins on the grass. She grabs a toilet paper roll and front flips to a tree. The girls run to her. Paige and Veronica chest bump. Megan high fives Veronica. Jake gets off his bike and approaches them.
Okay, Megan.
They push Megan toward him. Veronica and Anna Maria mime kissing. Paige, Veronica, and Anna Maria watch Jake and Megan stand on top of the hedgehog float.
Open your eyes.
Jake, I'm flying.
Jake, are we ever gonna get that hedgehog back?
They walk down a quiet street with their arms wrapped around each other. They break into a run, fade to black. Your mom's got flavor, your father's got flavor, your sister and your brother and your cousin's got flavor, flavor, flavor that you crave so much. Flavor with boom, flavor that goes crunch. This film has been described by Pixelogic Media, voiced by Jackson Coloris, Disney.